Well, you're exactly right. I am surprised, and we are ahead of where I thought we would be. Out of the 36 varsity matches we played, we only wound up winning 4, but that doesn't indicate really how in each game some of these girls were as inexperienced as they are. So I was extremely pleased. It surprised me, actually.
And you had some matches that were close, and you know, you get a break one or two different ways, and who knows what the outcome might have been.
You're exactly right. You know, we probably could have, there were some matches that could have went our way, and we might have doubled the number of matches that we actually won. But, you know, I'm playing on my varsity. I have 2 seventh graders playing, a couple eighth graders, and so we are so young and inexperienced. And 5 of those 6 players, this was their very first varsity match, and 2 or 3 of those 5 had never even played a junior varsity match. So it's really a pleasant surprise to see how well these girls are playing.
And your number one singles player, Sabrina Kent, won a match, and she's made a big jump this year from where she was last year.
Yeah, she made a big jump from having the clay flight 6 all the way up to playing flight number 1 due to graduation. And I was so happy for her in her first match. She lost the first set, and she's a competitor, I'll tell you. And she came back and won the second set and then won the match in the third set tiebreaker. But then when we play, you know, whenever we play these Sioux Falls schools, but even including Harrisburg, these girls get professional instructions from tennis instructors, and they play, you know, indoors and get instructions basically year-round. So that gives them a big advantage over us, and then also they're more experienced than we are at this point.